From Spark and Anvil and TerraWatch, this is Census, in Chapter 1 of the TerraWatch cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Census is a cartoon raccoon, charcoal gray fur with soft cream stripes, in a vest covered in little tally marks, a clicker counter on her belt, and a pattern card always in paw. Census is quiet and endlessly patient, and she loves to count. One bird seen is a moment, she says. 10 birds seen over 10 days is a pattern, and counting is the magic. That's her whole craft, biodiversity counting plus sampling. New nature watchers get excited about the rare sighting. I saw a super rare bird. But Census knows the real magic is the opposite. Counting the common birds, in the same spot, at the same time, week after week, month after month, and graphing how they change. How the common things shift over seasons tells you how healthy a whole park is, she says. That's a bigger story than any one rare bird. It's how the Christmas bird count has worked for over 100 years. Census's whole secret is patience and repetition. A rare bird is exciting, she says, but repeated counting is science. Her rule is simple. Count the same thing in the same place at regular times. It can feel boring, the same sparrows again and again, but that boring is exactly where the pattern hides. Nobody can see a pattern in one day, Census says. One count is a dot. It takes a whole line of patient dots before the picture appears. The patience is the method. She's watched many kids want to quit at the boring middle, and watched the ones who kept counting get the reward the quitters never see. The kids gathered in the park, and Census stood by a big oak. We'll count birds here, every week, this exact spot, the same time. Ready? Go! They spread out with clipboards. 4 cardinals, clicked Leo. 6 sparrows, called Maya. 2 robins, added Chloe. That's it? Just 4 cardinals? Said Trend, already a little bored. Census just smiled. Good start. See you next week. Week after week, they came back to the same spot at the same time. The numbers bounced. 3 cardinals, then 5, then 4. 6 sparrows, then 8, then 4. And Trend grumbled. It's just numbers. They bounce around. 1 week tells us little, Census agreed, tapping her pattern card. Patience. By week 8, some kids were tired of the common sparrows. Do we have to count them again? Especially the common ones, Census said firmly. Then at week 12, she held up a simple graph with a line for each bird. At first, I thought this was boring, Trend admitted, staring. Look closely, Census said. The robin line climbed, 2 in week 1 to 7 now. Spring migration, more robins moving north, stopping in our park. The sparrow line dropped, moved to cooler, higher spots as it warmed. The cardinal line stayed flat. They live here all year, they don't migrate. Whoa, Trend whispered. 1 week told us nothing. Exactly. But 12 weeks reveals a migration. That's the science, Census said. Scout, their mentor, smiled. Census's whole way is patience, the unglamorous work most real science is made of. And every count counts. Real programs like the Christmas Bird Count and iNaturalist are built from everyday people's numbers. No count is ever too small to matter. Trend looked at the graph one more time, at the little robin line climbing, week by patient week. Something warm settled in his chest. Not the loud rush of finding a rare bird, but a quiet, steady gladness. He had helped the park tell its own story, one patient count at a time, and he felt proud and calm and strangely tender toward the common sparrows he'd almost stopped noticing. I want to keep counting, he said softly. Census smiled. She knew that gentle, hopeful, proud of the patient work feeling so different from the quick thrill of a rare sighting, was exactly what makes a person fall in love with caring for the living world. That quiet, tender, want-to-keep-counting gladness was to Census the real magic hiding inside the unglamorous work.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Census. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.